Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Clark calls it. Clark said it's passed. Drysdale swings it in. Score! Leon Drysdale in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series 2 games apiece.
Kenny Albert with a quote, TNT. I watched the highlights this morning on YouTube from Chris Cuthbert. Two greats. I'm very tough on announcers, but I think both those guys are among the very best.
I agree. Albert has really grown on me, and so much so that I prefer the TNT broadcast mostly entirely because of him and Brian Boucher between the benches. I don't like Olczyk very much as an analyst because it's always blue paint and throw it at the net mostly from him, and criticizing anybody who tries to make a play ever and then saying, wow, what a great play, when they actually try to make a play and it works, just doesn't work. Anyway.
Sammy P is listening. It's the horse guy.
Oh, right.
Friend of the show, I believe.
I don't want to cross Sam. That's for sure.
Sam Paniatovich with us on the Western Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, who is on vacation this week, 9 to noon weekdays on the newly rebranded BetMGM Network. Is it still newly? That's what I've got here. I'm not sure how new it is, but that's where you can find it on the Odyssey app. Sam, how are you?
I think you need to just ask for a new copy, Mike.
I don't know if they even are tracking this anymore. Like, I think we have a special
arrangement. We're just hanging out with you. I don't even know.
Do they know that you're on with us every week? They should. Hopefully they do, maybe.
Sometimes they retweet that I'm going on, which is nice. It's like once every fifth Friday I get a nice little post. Bulldog, wait till I tell Eddie that you've been bashing him. He's not going to be happy.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I'll just have to live with that.
I tried to head him off.
I will take whatever comes.
It's okay. This is a bad time to be a football is king person. I mean, good grief, guys. You played the hockey highlight. We got NBA finals tonight. I'm watching the best golfers in the world absolutely stink on television. Paul Skeens is about to throw a three-hitter.
And not going to win, probably?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. His ERA last seven starts 1.12. And he's got one win over that span.
At the Cubs. Let's start with the Stanley Cup. So Edmonton, I looked a couple of hours ago, a very slight favorite in what is now a best of three and with home ice. Sam Bennett is the Conn Smythe favorite by a little bit, and I think that's what? Because McDavid and Draisaitl have each other. But Sam, do you agree? No way Bennett wins. For as many goals as he scored, no way Bennett wins if Florida loses.
100%.
I would never say no way, given what happened last year. I know McDavid was the best player in the playoffs, but I, I don't know how to peg the voters in this situation. Like, I don't know what they're going to think, right? We're handicapping people, and voters can be swayed very easily. It really depends on what happens in Game 5. Like, I think the best player in Game 5 of those three, Bennett, Draisaitl, McDavid, could be the winner. It could be that simple. Marchand floated up to 14. Marchand has been awesome, but he hasn't been playing at a level like Bennett, Draisaitl, right, and McDavid. They're basically guessing, guys.
Yeah.
And the only reason Bennett's favored is because there's this fundamental power rating respect for the Panthers. Remember, the Panthers were favored to win the series before it started. So there's always sort of been that built-in respect, and I think just going off the math, that's why you have to put Bennett at the top, and all he's doing is scoring goals and big goals. I have no idea who it's going to be, and honestly, neither do the books at this point.
Right. If Edmonton wins, the goalie is out because they've switched goalies twice now during these playoffs. And so, it was Skinner to start and then Pickard and then back to Skinner and now Pickard again. And I would expect him to start Game 5. That doesn't mean Skinner has to be done. You know, maybe Game 5 doesn't start well and Skinner gets back in. Who knows? But either way, neither of those goalies for Edmonton is winning it. You know, if Skinner had stayed in for this entire series, then maybe he'd have had a look at it. If Edmonton would have won. But yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. As it turns out,
You really, Bulldog, not to cut you off, but you're handicapping voters because everybody knows McDavid's the best player in hockey. Everybody knows that. So you're going to have some voters that just go, well, McDavid deserves, it's a coronation for McDavid, and they're going to vote for McDavid. Draisaitl has 4 game-winning goals in overtime in the playoffs. Who's more valuable than that? I mean, good grief.
Right.
And McDavid, as good as he's been and electric as he's been, he doesn't have a goal in the final. I know it's a whole postseason award, and he's got 6 apples. But I don't know that it gets more valuable than scoring 4 game-winning goals. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you get away from the stats, you'd have to get really far into the weeds here, and I wouldn't expect the voters to necessarily do this. But if Florida were to win and McDavid has the series, he continues to have the series he's had so far, Barkov would be a guy. Because, like, that's why McDavid isn't scoring. It's Barkov. Like, that has been there. Like, he and Reinhart scored the last 2 games now, but he hadn't scored in a while, and it's because they've just been concentrating, I think, on playing defense and doing it really well.
I think my choice is easily Draisaitl here. I mean, they're favored in Game 5. Sam, you're talking, like, who wins Game 5? I think he's easily my choice. Everything that's been said. Barkov is interesting. He's got to have pretty good odds.
I would think it's pretty long at this point because he's not scoring, and that's usually what pushes you to the forefront of something like this.
Barkov is 60 right now, 60-1.
Well, that's a number. Right. Absolutely right, Sam. Lots going on. It's all very interesting. We're talking about MVP of the playoffs, essentially, the Conn Smythe. Have you thought much, probably yes, about NFL MVP this year?
Oh, buddy, I'm so far behind on NFL, but I can pull the odds up right now. I mean, it's just a matter of looking at the odds.
We have spent some time on it, and Bulldog and I kind of agree that Mahomes is maybe interesting there. Jackson, Allen, Mahomes are bunched together near the top, and you have Burrow and other guys farther down that are live for it. But last year is a lesson in this. Other recent years, too, like the legacy aspect. I wonder, with Allen winning now, with Jackson winning twice, if voters, right, you're talking about handicapping the people who vote as early as it, I mean, well, before the season's even started. I wonder if Mahomes, if they all have kind of the same year, Kansas City, I mean, they won 15 games, where he might be the best value of the three. Do you have a thought on that?
My initial thought looking at this market, I mean, we've talked about it on the show, but we haven't exactly drilled down on it. My initial thought as a kid from Chicago, I just laughed that Caleb Williams is 25-1. That's hysterical. Oh, my God. They just bet every year. I remember one year Trubisky was 40-1. Justin Fields was 20-1. They do it, guys. They do it every year. Bears fans are lunatics. Caleb Williams is 20-1 to win the MVP. I'm laughing because I saw a highlight the other day where the head coach, Ben Johnson's like, yeah, we're learning how to break the huddle, and we're making sure Caleb's left foot is in front. Now I'm like, oh, my God, this could have been so bad last year, right? So that's my first reaction in the market. 20-1 on Caleb Williams is laughable. The Burrow numbers last year were MVP good. The issue is that the defense was horrible, and, you know, they lost a lot of games where they usually would win when you score 30, 35 points. Burrow gets the respect more than anybody. I mean, he's sitting right there, 556-1. Of the favorites, I kind of like him because I think numbers-wise he's going to be there. But, you know, last year you guys, we were talking about Lamar and Mahomes, and the Chiefs were 12-1 or whatever, and Mahomes wasn't really that great. So you always have that faction of people, well, he's 12-1, he's the MVP. Not really. It should be about the best player and who's the most valuable. And, you know, last year I thought it was Lamar and Burrow. I didn't think it was Mahomes. But that said, I don't want to face Mahomes in the playoffs. It's a different conversation, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the way that we're thinking about it, I think, if I can speak for Mike on this, it is sort of playing the voters, right? Like, the way you're describing it is how it should be done, but I think the previous season or seasons sort of play into it. And Mahomes has been, even though he had a down year last year and hasn't won it in 2 years running now, or I don't even know if it's longer than that.
He
won 3 years ago. If he's still perceived as the best and has a year that's, you know, I don't think he needs to throw for 5,000 yards, although that would help, but has a great year and, you know, the Chiefs don't win 15 games, but still they have a great year. I just think a lot of people will kind of swing back. Okay, Lamar had his turn. Josh had his turn. This guy's the best. Come on, what are we doing here? I think some voters will swing that way, I think.
I understand it. I tell you what, though, if you were having this conversation with my buddies that bet in Vegas for a living, they'd laugh at you for taking anybody shy of 30-1. And that's how they think. Like these, but these are the same guys that are betting golfers at 80 and 90-1 and not betting Scottie Scheffler. They don't bet the short guys. If anything, they wait for the Bengals to start 1-2, like it feels like they do every year, and then they'll bet Burrow at 12-1. They're trying to get the best number at a specific time. And look, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but let me volley this name out there because there's a price on him. This player I see at BetMGM is 66-1. We don't know a lot about him, and he's young. But if this thing takes off down there with the talent around him and the offensive line and the play calling, Michael Penix is 75-1 to win the MVP. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if the Falcons can finally – they've had the most talented team in the division for 3 years, but they've had bad quarterbacks and moron coaches. If they've fixed that and they have the coach and they have the quarterback and the Falcons go 13-4 in a weak division and he throws 40 touchdowns, I mean, it's not impossible.
Yeah,
that's how the guys that do it in Vegas think.
Right. One more for you on this. Where is Prescott?
So MGM's got him at 40-1. I'm going to pull up the other prices as I'm talking because, you know, there's a different number at most books. But let's call it 40 or 50-1 right now. There's another team. Yeah, he's as low as 30. So 30-1, 40, 40, 45. That's the range right now. Why would you bet the 30 when you could bet a 45,
right,
dummy? People do it all the time. Why do I need more than one book? Well, because there's a 30 here.
That's a big difference.
45 there. I guess you're, Bulldog, are you alluding to a Cowboys division title, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, well, few things. Every time we talk about either the Cowboys or the Eagles or even Washington, I suppose, Mike will point out that it's been how many years since a team has won that division back-to-back? It's 22.
22.
It's
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maybe. So that right there, there's, okay, somebody else should be live there. And, you know, they've got CeeDee Lamb and they add George Pickens. And I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I know people are kind of, you know, laughing a bit at the coaching hire to an extent. But Prescott, when they came, the Cowboys came here season before last. He had been, I don't know if he was the favorite at any point, but he was right up there, and they just kind of wimped out at the end, and he that wilted, and he's sort of been an afterthought since then. I don't know that he couldn't have a big year with the, with those weapons.
Now you're thinking outside the box. Now you're thinking like a wise guy, Bulldog. you got to look down the board, because there's a very good chance one of those big three quarterbacks is going to struggle, or at least – record-wise, look like he's struggling. I'll tell you what, if Penix falls out, you can kiss that 75-1 long gone right. by October 1st. So you really, if you're betting this market, you can kind of sit on the guys on top, see what happens early, because Mahomes isn't going to go from 6-1 to 2-1 after a couple of weeks, right? He's going to be right there in that 4-6 range. But if you can get the right guy at 45, 60, 80-1 and mm-hmm. get him early before everybody else, that's when you put yourself in a good spot, because you can start leveraging on other guys down the road.
Thanks for running with us on that. I mean, I think NFL MVP is fun 52 weeks a year. It's just always kind of cool to analyze that. Sam Panayotovich with us. All right, back to what's current.
How interesting is it to you that Oklahoma City is still favored here, even though they're now down in the series?
I think this is one of the most mispriced teams of all time, and I'm not talking about Oklahoma City. I'm talking about Indiana. They were a dog in every game against Cleveland. They were dogs pretty much throughout the Knicks series. And then so far in the finals, they've been 10.5, 11.5, and 6-point dogs. And they've won two of those three. So maybe the oddsmakers are wrong, guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's a possibility. I still think the Thunder win the series, but I noticed there's this lack of poise late in games. They should have won game one. They blew it. They could have won game three. Blew it. SGA is awesome. He's a great player. But they've never won it before, and they don't have any guys that have. So you look at that Pacer team. Siakam's got a ring. Miles Turner's a vet. Knows what he's doing. Halliburton. People bash him all the time on ESPN. After every win, he's top 10. After every loss, he's not a top 10. It's ridiculous. But he plays inside the system. That is one of the most well-coached teams in the league. Carlisle is running circles around this guy, and he has not answered yet. He needs to go big. How did they get to 68 wins and the number one seed playing Holmgren and Hartenstein together, right? They did it all season, and it worked. And then in this series, he's going to adjust to Indiana. He's going to make the adjustment?
Yeah.
He's going to go smaller and play faster? What is he doing?
Well, I don't know about all season. Didn't Holmgren miss like half the season?
Not this season. Half the season? No.
I thought I heard he missed 40-some games or something during this series. Maybe I'm thinking of a wrong guy. So I'm sorry to muddy the waters here, but I thought that was what I had heard.
Well, you're right, 32 games. But like down the stretch, like they played a lot of them together. Okay, so I was wrong about how much they play together. But that down the stretch, when they started rounding into form, they played a lot of them together. I watched it.
Yep.
And it was very difficult to work around them defensively. And then Hartenstein was averaging 11, 12 points a game in the regular season. And now he's not even playing. They're going more Cason Wallace and more Caruso. They're going smaller. I mean, that much is obvious. They're giving the minutes to guards. And they're down 2-1. So you do the math.
Do I sense a little hint of resignation in your voice when you say mispriced team? Because I think if I know you, it's too late to bet the Pacers.
You could have bet them at 5-1 before the series.
Right.
5-25, and now you're lucky to get 2-1. I mean, it's never a bad idea to make a winning bet, but I'm always price sensitive. I do think I do think OKC is going to win tonight, and then it's going to probably shoot it back up to minus 500, and then you could pop the Pacers again.
Okay.
But no, I wouldn't take them at plus 190. I wouldn't.
How was Saratoga?
Oh, it was great. I only regret us not being inside the action. They had us on a mud hill around the first turn outside of the facility, and that's where we broadcasted. We got to bounce around and do a lot of cool stuff, but I wish the setting was just a little bit better, if that makes any sense.
Sure. A mud hill doesn't sound so great, I got to tell you.
Yeah, they gave us AirPods. I can't say it because I don't have them. I don't have AirPods. I'm like 70 years old. I dropped my AirPod, it fell out of my ear, landed in mud. And I looked at the lady on the crew and I said, "What do you want me to do?" And she said, "Here, I'll dry it off." So that's sort of an idea of where we were sitting
right.
at Saratoga. Yeah, I dropped Bulldog right in the mud, straight down into the mud. And I had it cleaned and then put it back in. But the energy is there. It reminds me a lot of a Wrigley Field, Joe Louis Arena vibes, you know, like the older stadium, the broad concourses. Mm-hmm. The popcorn smell.
Yes.
Second to none.
That's good.
Saratoga.
Did you enjoy town? Did you have time to enjoy town?
We stayed in Albany, man.
Oh. Mm.
We will send you to Saratoga.
So no, then.
We will send you to Saratoga, but you have to wear a suit and work on a mud hill and stay in Albany. Who says no?
Right.
And I found out Wednesday morning that I was going.
Right. That's right. Last minute.
Right.
That's right. One more, and I had this for you last week, but it didn't come up, but you got back to it today. Jell-O shots and the College World Series. What do we need to know here?
Everything. The record from last year is 68,000. That's the record set by the LSU fans, which think about how many Jell-O shots that is, Bulldog. That's a lot. 68,888. That's the LSU record at Rocco's Bar in Omaha. So what they do is they take the final eight teams and they give every team a fridge. And there's a comp. So whichever school drinks the most wins the challenge. It's a $5 Jell-O shot. And there's an account you can follow on X, at CWS Shot Board. Current leader, I remind you, the College World Series just started today. LSU has already taken 943 Jell-O shots.
You want? I doubt you can bet the Jell-O shots, but it would correlate to, like, you know, you want your team to go all the way, so you're around the whole time.
No, man, it doesn't matter. The fans stay there the whole weekend. It doesn't matter.
Really?
It's usually the SEC fan bases that win. They're the rowdiest and oftentimes the youngest, and they also black out more than anybody. So that was not a surprise to see that LSU fans bought 68,000 Jell-O shots in 2023.
Over how many days?
A week.
Well, I mean, they play all weekend, and then I think they play in the next week. I don't have the schedule, right. But I know it's not 2 days. It's a longer trip. But
still.
That's a lot of Jell-O shots.
That is. That's just a lot of Jell-O. Forget about the alcohol. That's a lot of Jell-O.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think they're there.
That's the problem.
I don't know when the championship is, the actual College World Series, the final series. I think it's got to be next weekend. Like, that's my guess. But it's a lot of shots no matter how many days it is.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't need to get hung up on timelines here.
We will send you to the College World Series and afford you a fridge for Jell-O shots, but you have to stay in Albany. That's the problem. That's the one thing with that. Everywhere you go, you have to stay in Albany. Next week, I'll be in Albany, so you can ask me any questions you might have that you've probably already answered because you were just there.
Next time I'm staying in Buffalo and getting up really early and driving across.
Go to Saratoga.
Go for it.
Boston to Saratoga through Buffalo.
We'll help you through that. One. Yeah.
Very good, Sam. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, boys.
Sam Panayotovic from Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520. Scott Barrett coming up. Jell-O shots.
It's been a minute for me. And by a minute, I mean many decades.
What's the booze? Vodka?
I have never seen them prepared. And only a few times in my life have I been in a state of mind where I'm in a place where a person would walk around with them in the first place. It's not the kind of thing that happens at the places, even when I was younger, that I hung out at. But if I am and I'm sideways enough, okay. Oh, sure. Here comes the lady with the test tubes. Sure. Right, yeah. What, they're smoking? Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll have some of those. Just not a frequent thing for me.
I think we probably had them at a couple of those rum parties.
Jello shots? Yeah, that makes sense. Somebody would have brought them, or you. Somebody would have.
Somebody might have brought. I don't remember ever making them though, but
yeah,
that would have been a fit. Jello shot at a rum party.
Yes, I think so. Any place that you're encouraged to wear like a Hawaiian type shirt, Jello shots.
Got to get to Omaha, Nebraska. Apparently,
yeah.
Tristan Lawrence is the U.S. Open leader by three at the moment. A couple of bogeys for JJ Spahn. And Lawrence, a couple of birdies to get to minus six. Not sure I've ever heard of this guy before yesterday, but three-shot lead Friday at Oakmont. Next for us, Scott Barrett, Fantasy Points. We've talked to Scott a few times in the last year, two or three at least. Last summer, he was on with us and wasn't too optimistic, at least from a fantasy standpoint, if not overall, like a real-life one, about the Bills' offense. He sounded, the way I remember it, kind of the way I think and maybe we sound when it comes to like certain players and just like what the overall looks like, but what happened. I mean, 30 points a game, that debate again. We'll talk to Scott about last year or this year, what he might like more or less about the Bills and a couple of other interesting topics from around the NFL. Thanks for being with us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.